Markets for this Thursday. This is the mid-morning market report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 777 and a quarter, down 10 and three quarters. July, 777 and a half, now three quarters, down 10. May wheat soft variety, 702 and three quarters, now 703 up six and a quarter. July, 706 and three quarters, up five and three quarters, now five and a half. May corn, 490 and a quarter, up five and three quarters. July, 494 and a half, up five and a quarter. December, 487 and three quarters, up three and three quarters. May soybean meal is trading 471.80, up 270. May soybean oil, 40.49, down 24 cents. May soybeans, 14.39 and a half, down a half. July, 14.08, down 2. November, 11.93, down a quarter. April live cattle, 145.70, down 5 cents. March feeders, 178.37 and a half, up 42 and a half. April lean hogs, 125.15, they're up 267 and a half. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
As you look at the charts this week, Dan, from a technical standpoint, is there anything that you are seeing that might foreshadow what traders are thinking for Monday?
Well, Monday's an all different day. I mean, USJ has had a hard time with their stocks reports. I expect that probably to continue. I guess the only question is how much of a variance or how much of a surprise it's going to be, I guess. But technically, I really like the corn chart for a move higher, over the path. Basically the month of March, what we've done is trace out pennant type formations in the corn chart, and now today, with today's larger than expected weekly export sales number of 1.4 million tons, we do have old crop futures at the moment breaking out of that pennant formation. One close outside of it is probably not enough. You probably, if we could go ahead and close out of it today and then show some upside follow through on Monday, It would tee up at least a quick 20-cent pop added to the downtrend line where it breaks out at. And in May corn, it's somewhere around 488. So you could add like 18 to 20 cents onto 488, and you get a pop up into that maybe 505, 510 area. So, and then if you want to be a little more friendlier, then you can maybe talk something around five and a quarter. And then I've got some bigger numbers, but before I get too far out on that thin ice, I want to see what USA throws at us Monday morning.
So the pennant formation and the potential bullish possibility to the upside, depending on how we finish the week and whether we see a little follow-through tomorrow, maybe a little bit more than on Monday. What about
the
soybeans?
Yeah, the price action kind of tells you that the report's going to be friendly.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a true chartist, because that's what you're charting for, is that all the news and all the secrets are in the price action. So today's, if we would close above today's pennant, then that would tell you that maybe the corn report's more likely to be friendly rather than being bearish.
What about the soybeans? That brings up an interesting conversation, because from a technical standpoint, you look at November, we're banging now a triple top on the upper end of the range that we've been trading for the better part of 3 weeks.
Well, I really like the November soybean chart pattern also. It's been basically a 4 to 5 week sideways move between 1198 and on the upside and on the downside 1167. The midpoint of that is about 1188. we start busting into new highs and breaking out of that sideways pattern, which would say we start breaking above the $12 area. You can read the chart. Well, a quick move to 12.11. I think something more reasonable would be 12.52, and you could probably, the ultimate dream target would be something around 12.74. So, but we've got to get up, you know, we ain't quite there today. We are on the verge of crossing. The 50-day is going to cross above the 100. It kind of looks like that might do that tomorrow or Monday. So just looking at this report, looking at the chart pattern, November beans, it would tell me that maybe new crop corn, soybean plantings may come in on the low side. Don't know, you know. But the chart pattern is friendly toward a move to 1250, 1274.
So would it? So I guess the question then becomes the combination of the reports, the quarterly grain stock report, and you throw in the pigs report too, because that one's also a mystery this time around when it's usually a no-brainer, a yawner. The pigs report, the quarterly grain stock report, and the planting intentions report in combination, at the end of the day, A plus B plus C could equal bullishness for both corn and soybeans.
I guess I'll stick my neck out that far. That will come out of the report on the upside. And I guess if we don't, I'll eat crow all next week. So, but yeah, if you want a wild guess, I'll throw you one. I guess I'm an old dog. I can throw you a bone or two, and I would say that everything looks to me like the report numbers could be friendly, clear across the spectrum. And or there'll be a new event that comes in play fairly quickly to argue this move to the upside that I'm visualizing in actually all three commodities, corn, soybeans, and wheat.
Spend a little bit of time, Dan, if you can, spend a little time with lean hogs.
I haven't looked at a lean hogs chart. I know it's all bullish over there. But I haven't spent much time looking at the livestock market. I am in the goat business. I did buy some goats for my Texas ranch to eat the brush. So I'm going to start watching the goat market and see if I can make any money.
Goat milk futures.
Selling those goats for barbecue in the fall.
Is that something they do down in Texas, barbecue goats?
Oh, there's a lot of barbecue on the goats. Mm. All you need is a good Cajun cook, and you can eat that goat like nothing. It just tastes like filet mignon.
I wasn't aware of that. I do know you though. You do follow the dollar. What are you making of that action?
Well, I see a head and shoulders formation in there that's eventually going to take it lower. And I think that could maybe become a bullish influence down the road. And if the dollar does go into a tailspin, that means you're going to have to go to higher interest rates, and that could send the stock market into a tailspin. So I do see volatility, I think, is going to be with us for quite some time.
And very quickly, what is the dates that you like to look at for trend for spring weather?
Well, as we go into, it's already been passed, and it kind of looks like, you know, the spring weather pattern is going to have a tendency to be on the cool side, but I don't see any super extremes, at least the way I view spring weather. Mm-hmm. So I do think one of these days everybody's going to get out in the field, and we're going to start planting. If anything, we might be maybe on the dry side.
Yeah. Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick in the marketplace, May corn is 492, up 7.5. December, 488 and 3/4, up 4.75. May soybeans, 1442, up 2. November, 1194 and 3/4, up 1.5. And April lean hogs are 125.25, up 277.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.